maybe less. Our clock says it's 5:15. We're all here. That says 5:15.
Yeah.
You okay? Okay.
Thank you, Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Okay, today is a special meeting of the Knox School Governing Board, Monday, April 22nd, 2019 at 5:15 p.m. Item 1, opening of the meeting. Item A, call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, adoption of the agenda. The Governing Board reserves the right to reschedule, delete, or rearrange items on the agenda to effectively conduct its business. I would like to request a second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Elmo seconds.
Aye.
Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Item 2, information item. A representative of the Arizona School Board Association will provide the Governing Board with an overview of the search process for a new superintendent. Mr. Clement.
Okay.
Your floor.
Madam President, members of the board, and members of the audience and staff, I'm honored to be here representing the Arizona School Board Association. And let me give you just a little bit of background. I retired about 6 years ago as superintendent of Flowing Wells School District in Tucson, about 6,000 students. And I was there in that district for 30 years, principal, high school principal for 11. Great place, awesome home for me. When I retired, I wasn't looking for new gigs, but a couple of them found me and they were interesting. And so I'm at that stage in my life. I like to, it's the pay it forward stage of my life. And I only take on projects that I like to do and that I feel are interesting. So I do contract work with the Arizona School Board Association. So although I'm not a full-time employee of the Arizona School Board Association, I have the full services backing this search. I'm their agent. So let me give you a little overview of a search. Currently, I'm doing a search in Ganado Unified. I've done searches with the second largest school district, Tucson Unified, to some of the smaller districts, Palominas, Sonoyta. I enjoyed, doesn't matter how big or small the district is, I enjoy the work to facilitate. The hallmark of Arizona School Board Association's work with school boards is they facilitate. They don't do the decision making. The boards make the decision at the end of the day. They make the decisions about who gets screened in. They make the decision with community engagement as to who the finalist is. Our role is to facilitate and make that process smooth, to help with making sure that the board and community are following open meeting law. But let me emphasize, our job is to facilitate for you to, in the end of the day, find the best fit, okay? So overview, it starts with tonight presenting to you kind of an opportunity to create a posting, which is one of the items. Arizona School Board Association, once that posting is approved, we put that on the website for the Arizona School Board Association. That website is also linked to almost every state school board association is linked to that website. So they put out the advertising, they get the word out, they provide the server where folks will do an online application. So that takes the burden off the district's HR. That is all done by Arizona School Board Association. They collect the applications, eventually creating a hard copy, which is then brought to the to you. I bring those to you to do a screening. So I facilitate a screening where you review your applications and make a determination as to which applicants you're going to interview and the process for the interview. And then I do background checks, I do an internet search, I do that work on your behalf. As part of the search, I facilitate a community forum if that's what you desire to have. And again, facilitate and become your agent through the whole process. The one piece that Arizona School Board Association does not do is negotiate the contract. That's done between the board and the board's legal counsel. You will be doing that work. Arizona School Board does not get involved in negotiating a contact, finalist with the district. That's kind of the big overview of the services that Arizona School Board Association provides. They also, I left this out, they do a formal criminal background check on all of your finalists. That's part of your package. And then I will bring that report to the interview day and share that information with the board and the exec session. So any questions you have on the kind of big picture before we kind of move through some of the agenda items?
I think one of the concerns people were wondering what the cost would be. And so I know that we discussed that, but if you would kind of lay that out, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. So there is a contract that eventually will be put forth, I believe tonight. You have it as an agenda item.
Would you rather us discuss that when we get into the other action items? Or we can do that if you'd rather get to where we get specific.
We can do it in the overview, or you can wait till we get to the contract.
Okay, Jill, why don't we go that like item by item, if you don't mind. You guys have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Well, we don't have anything further, so if it's okay with you, we'll go ahead and move into our number three, the action item. So number three, the action item, the governing board will review and discuss a draft search agreement between the school and Arizona School Boards Association, ASBA, regarding the search of a new superintendent and consider providing authority to the board president to sign the agreement on behalf of the governing board when the agreement is presented in final form. So we're going to discuss the draft search agreement between the school and ASBA.
So the draft agreement does not have the dates yet. Those will be set tonight. So if you do approve the contract, it'll be with the idea that we're going to fill in the blanks, fill in the dates for, I'll just kind of go through, and I've said some of these things already. Our scope of work, we consult with the board through the search process. We create an agreed-upon timeline. We conduct an online community survey. So that's part of your package. We will provide a link, and you can send that out. It's a SurveyMonkey type, and we'll bring the results back to you. So we provide the link. You don't have to do any more work other than send it to your staff, your stakeholders, however you want to distribute that, and then it'll go to ASBA, they'll compile the results, and we'll bring it back to you.
Okay? What is the survey about?
It's looking at what attributes your community wants to see in the new superintendent.
Okay. So it'll be open for the entire NACO community?
Yes. And the report that you receive back will tell you how many folks identified themselves as community members, parents, employees. They'll self-report. There, it's anonymous, so there's no names. You'll know the number. Like in Ganado, they had 90% were employees that completed the form.
And it's just for community members, right? In this district, it's not for outside the district, correct?
Correct. It's personalized to your district.
Okay.
This includes the advertising that I just talked about, compiling online applications. We answer inquiries. In the posting, we indicate that the potential applicants are not to contact the board. So we give them a contact person, which is me. And that would be, if we do this contract, you will have my number and email to refer any potential applicants. Okay. We'll facilitate the interviews. ASBA, and I don't do this part of it, but part of your contract will include a post-hire providing up to 3 hours of training with the new superintendent and the board. And that's done by the ASBA training staff. We protect all confidentiality. We respond to media inquiries. Get to this page.
Did you receive an agenda yourself?
I did not.
When you say respond to media, so is that like the news comes down here, or is the newspaper comes down here? They're asking questions. ASBA will answer those questions on our behalf.
Yes. Yeah. So the package and ASBA.
This is in Spanish.
I'll make a copy.
ASBA
you
prorates the cost of a contract of the service based on numbers, on enrollment. So you're at the lowest end of the enrollment numbers. So this package would be $4,000 plus expenses. That covers up to 4 search meetings, plus the 3-hour training. The training's included in that. ASBA administrative support, use of the ASBA tracking system. That's the tracking system for HR, for the it used to be called AppleTrack, and now it's called Frontline. And then any ASBA intellectual capital, for example, a screening instrument that we bring to the screening meeting, developing the interview questions. It includes all of that. My mileage at 0.58 cents a mile. Hotel accommodation and meals. I don't like staying in hotels, so I am sensitive to every dollar you spend. So I drive, and I'll drive back. And
you're not opposed to just coming down for your 4
visits? No matter how late it is. I did a Yuma search, and only one time did I have to stay overnight in Yuma. It's because they carried their meeting to the next day. So I'd rather drive than...
Mm,
so I'm real sensitive to those costs for you.
That's cool.
We do an online background check, which includes a motor vehicle report, education verification, USA criminal search, and that's $175 per finalist. So if you come up with 2 finalists, it's $175 per. We don't run this background check on every applicant that applies. We only do it with your finalists to keep your costs down.
And so last time, whenever we used you guys fully, you narrowed it down to a certain number. And so is that how it would happen
so
again?
So you're going to be doing the narrowing?
No. Oh. That's what I'm saying is that you're not doing the background check on everybody that applies. You'll be narrowing it down to, I think the last time is like a 12, and then we narrowed it down to a 6.
Okay.
And so...
So we will do it, let's say you invite 4 people to come interview. We'll do the background check on those 4 people.
Great. Okay.
And I'll facilitate it. You'll do the screening.
Okay.
You'll be reviewing all of the applications. I'll have a rubric for you to do in that. We recommend in executive session. Okay. And that's part of the package. Okay. ASBA shall invoice the district for all compensation due pursuant to this agreement. 30 days of receipt. So, and again, you'll get a, if you do agree to go through this, you'll have an agreement, you'll sign it, if you designate your president to sign it, and then I'll get it to Steve Hyland, who is the executive director for searches for ASBA. And we'll have all the dates filled in, and then it'll be a signed contract.
And I think Steve's been involved before, too. So how do you guys want to handle this? Do you want to have him go through these action items, like 5, 4, 5, and or do you want to go ahead and vote on these as we go, or do you want to wait till he completes what he's presenting and then go through it? Because, like, the stakeholder thing, that's a whole other thing. You want him to go ahead and proceed to the next item, and then we'll go ahead and after he's finished, we can vote on those as we go through them to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. So that kind of... Oh, you don't have an agenda yet, do you? Okay, so... So right now, this is the thing that you sent me. And so, see, there is... This is when you just did this action item. So this is when you guys did...
Okay.
So a stakeholder, that's that one. Do you want to keep this?
Nope, I'll just move
on. Right.
So I'll explain the stakeholder involvement. That one is the survey is part of the package. It's your option to use it or not use it. We recommend you use it. It's a nice way to get community engagement. It is, as far as any burden on the district other than giving me a point person to send the link to, that's, and then you send it out, you can, however you communicate to your your stakeholders, that's one way to get stakeholder involvement, engagement. The second, another way, and we recommend that you do this, is on the day that you are interviewing finalists, so the board would interview finalists. We also recommend on that day that you have a community forum where the, and I facilitate that, where you invite the community, including your teachers, to come. We have a card for folks to fill out, a question, and a feedback card. And then I take those questions and we ask the finalists. And so you don't have, it's not one where the community can go and just stand up and ask any question, because we have to make sure we're following federal and state law regarding an interview. But the way we do it is the community submits questions, and then I take those questions and I pose them to your finalists. And then you have a little time afterwards for the community to mingle and get to know the finalists. And that's another way to get your community involved and engaged in this search process.
Those questions from the community, will they be on the survey itself, or will it be separate somewhere else?
So We use the survey results to help develop the questions for the board interview. So when the board interviews, the three of you will be interviewing each finalist in exec session. And I use the survey results to help develop those questions. When the community comes to the forum, they can pose any question they want on those cards.
The day of the community forum, they will get those cards. They will write down their question.
Correct.
They will give that to you, and then you will bring it to us in the executive session, right?
So first step would be that you have these interviews before the community forum.
Remember, like Zanin and Morena, that was the part of the forum, the community forum, which we'd already done the interview for.
So I will bring recommended questions to the exec session based on your posting and your survey results. For example, might be a question on moving the needle on student achievement. Okay? The board will then interview each finalist in exec session using those same questions. Okay? Then all of your finalists will come to a, here's how we recommend it, come to a community forum, and the community gets to pose their own questions, but they have to write them down so that I can make sure they follow federal and state guidelines. And then I read those questions, and the candidates answer them at the forum. Okay. So there's two types of questions. One, formal questions that the board uses during a formal interview, individual interview with each finalist. And then there's a community forum where all the finalists are at the same forum and the community submits questions.
And that's in front of the community, right?
Yep. Okay. And those questions may or may not be similar to the ones that you used in your interview, but my experience is there's good balance between questions that are developed and used in the interview with the board and good questions that the community comes up. And then that interview day after the forum, then the board goes back into exec session to deliberate. To deliberate on the... And I bring the feedback cards from the forum to that exec session.
Okay. And will you be there for the entire executive session?
Yes. Yes. So that's if you choose to do the survey, and again, it's this whether you use the survey or not, say it's built into the cost. So we recommend you use survey. Survey gets engagement, and then the community forum gets engagement.
So basically, in order to, as we're going down these, we could approve all these action items in order to conduct a search, because all these are options that are we're privy to.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Right. Does that conclude item four?
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions further?
No.
Okay. We're going to move. Oh, you have an agenda now.
I do.
Okay. So we're going to move on to five. You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Item five, the action item. The governing board will discuss the components of a position advertising document and may consider directing the Arizona School Board Association, ASBA, to construct an advertising document related to the position of superintendent. This document will include a district profile, community profile, position description, required and preferred qualifications, salary range, and search timeline. And I think every time we've used you guys, we have done that. So people... NOC is pretty unique, and I think it's good to have the profile for people to understand, you know, how little small our little community is. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
So what I'm recommending for this, the first two sections, the community profile and the district profile, I'll give you kind of an overview, and I'd like from the board a direction for a contact person to fill in the blanks, fill in... basically kind of help us develop those two, okay? We do this on every search, but every community is different. To be quite frank with you, today, this day and age, this part of the posting isn't as important as the next pieces we're going to do, because potential candidates are going to do their own work. They're going to get online. They're going to find out as much information about the community, about the district. But we still like to put a profile statement and a district community profile and a district profile. So I don't know if you want to designate someone to work with me on these two right now rather than try to wordsmith it together. What's your...
So this is just like we have a population of this much, yeah. And we have this much of this ethnicity or this much of this ethnicity.
I think I answered most of those questions, but one of them that I was missing was... let me see if I have it.
I'll read while you're finding that. The NACO Elementary School District is located in rural southern Arizona and serves the blank community. This lightly populated community sits on rolling hills at an elevation of blank feet. I mean, we'll put in whatever, it's like a 200 to 300 word district or community profile. And usually what I do is I work with a point person. They send me their what they want, and then we kind of fit it in to this posting, right? And the same thing with the district profile. We get the number, the population, where the NACA students feed to, what high school, a little bit about the facility. I've already put in community places a high value on academic achievement. Board and staff place high value on curriculum that's rigorous, innovative, well-rounded. Small class sizes allow teachers to give one-on-one support to each child. Community members are encouraged to become involved. Parents are active partners in the school. Volunteers also help in the classrooms. So with those two, if you want to designate your president as the point person, I'll work with her on getting this.
Just fill in the blanks?
Yeah.
So I think that we have pretty much everything on there. But you know what I didn't think about that might be advantageous is that we have open enrollment. And I think that might be something that kind of is relevant and pertains to our school. Bisbee stopped their open enrollment, but we still have that in action. So what do you think? That'd probably be something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They said that we have 16 inches of rain in NACO. I thought it seemed like a lot. It doesn't seem like a lot? Okay.
Well, definitely not 16 inches.
Okay, thank you. So that's five, our profile.
So the... So the next parts of the, this is still on five.
Okay.
The next part, I need some direction. Usually what boards do is they have required qualifications and desired qualifications. Required qualifications limit your pool, and those are qualifications that applicants must have. Desired allow the board to put a weight on certain, but they don't, if a person doesn't have that, it doesn't take them out of the pool. Okay. My recommendation is you want as large a pool as you can. By having certain qualifications as desired does not mean you're lowering the bar for this position. It just means that you're willing to look at folks who may not have, for example, the Arizona Superintendent Certification. It's an important thing to have. It validates that they've been through a rigorous internship and a number of things. Arizona state law does not require a superintendent to have that certification.
That changed though, right? Because initially they did, and now you just have a principal's. That's mandatory.
So that's correct. The law changed, and now they don't require the superintendent cert, but principals have to have a principal cert. Okay. So, for example, one of the essential qualifications would be Arizona principal certification in place at time of application or in process of applying. That allows you to hire someone that may be at the very end of their degree program and they've almost got their principal cert, okay? And then put in desired characteristic would be Arizona superintendent certification in place at time of application or in process of applying. By putting it in desired, you can give weight to it, but
you're not really locked in.
Keep out somebody from the pool who doesn't have that certification. And that certification requires 24 hours of coursework, including an internship. So what I can do is kind of read to you what I think the essential qualification should be, and then the desired. So essential would be principal cert. Now you need to tell me this one. I would put experience as a principal in a public school, but you can move that to desired if you want. Documented successful experience in leadership and management of a public school. Experience as a superintendent. Now, that would be go into preferred. So, the essential qualifications are a much shorter list. Okay, so I'm recommending that you have the principal cert as essential, and then tell me if you want principal experience as an essential. That would mean if they didn't have principal certificate, if they didn't have principal cert, they're not in the pool, and if they don't have successful experience as a principal, they're not in the pool.
I think experience is necessary.
As a principal?
As a principal.
Okay.
But not superintendent, right?
Right. Exactly. And that's preferred.
And you're saying that superintendent cert is not a requirement.
It is not.
Okay. Right?
Right.
Okay.
So for the essential would be principal cert and experience as a principal in a public school. Those would be your essentials.
Essentials.
Okay.
And you said something about leadership too.
Documented successful experience in the leadership and management of a public school. Would you like that in the essential?
I would like that.
Okay. So we have those three. Then in the preferred, would be experience as a superintendent in a public school, instructional leader who will raise student achievement for all students in the district, child-centered advocate, experience with special programs administration, motivates, inspires staff, builds staff and community morale, delegates authority and responsibility when appropriate, experience with conflict resolution, must be an integral part of the community, experience in planning, managing, and evaluating district budgets, creative, innovative, authentic, honest, and genuine, effective communicator, takes responsibility for his or her actions, and is accountable to stakeholders, strong interpersonal skills. So these are the desired characteristics.
What about Spanish speaker.
Bilingual. You're that as essential or preferred?
Desired,
because that cannot be an essential. That would be illegal, correct?
Right.
You got to be careful with your essentials. I would agree.
That makes sense.
I would recommend you put it in desired characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And again, you want your pool to be as...
It's not biased.
You want as big a pool as you can. So this, I'll work this up, and it'll be part of the posting. Okay? It'll also help frame questions for the interview. And it'll also help with the rubric for screening. And I will bring that, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Okay?
Can we go back to the essential ones?
Yep.
The one about leadership. How can they an applicant prove that?
So they're going to, the application that they have to fill out, the ASBA superintendent application, they have to provide a resume. Mm-hmm. And then they also have to document all their prior positions.
Oh, okay.
So they have to document the last three or four positions they had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the way to document that. And then what happens is, once you get to your finalist, there's another check on that, because they do a background check and they have to check for employment. So the company that's doing the background check will validate and verify those positions. And I also do it with my internet search.
Perfect.
Ready to move to
sure.
Salary and contract terms. This is an area where the board will set the salary range for this position. And then we have language. The actual salary for the successful candidate will be determined during contract negotiations and will be based on experience and professional preparation. Knoxville Elementary School offers a competitive benefit package, including performance pay that will be finalized during contract negotiations. So with this section, you don't have to list every benefit that you provide. That is done when you negotiate a contract. But what candidates will be looking at is the range. Salary range, and then from that salary range, once you get to a finalist, with your legal counsel, you'll be setting that salary. So I need some direction from the board as far as a range, a salary range that you want to post with this position.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can do that later.
You have to do it in open...
Okay.
Open session, so...
Okay, I kind of have a number in mind. So whenever we go back and we solidify all these and vote on them, can we do it then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the next piece is the timeline. And I'm going to recommend some dates. And then, we need to kind of talk about that. But that's a real critical piece at this juncture for a couple reasons. One... you want to give time for folks to apply, but you're in the hiring season. End of April, May is, we call it the hiring season. This is where folks are making decisions about applying, and there are other searches that are going on that are completing their searches. We want to get your position posted as soon as possible. We don't want to rush it. But what I would like to do is walk out of here with enough information for us to in the next couple days, get it to our ASBA staff so that they can get it posted. So I put here vacancy announced April 26th. That's this Friday, I believe.
Perfect.
Okay. And then normally you give 2 to 3 weeks for folks to apply. But once the deadline, once the board sets these dates, you have to stick to them. So unless the board, let's say the board said we want to extend the deadline, you'd have to reconvene or do it at an open meeting. So when you vote on this whole package, you're going to vote on these deadlines. And so I have May 17th as the deadline for applications. And that's for ASBA, that's when they cut off applications through their online application procedure. That gives, I believe, 2 to 3 weeks.
Is there a legal requirement on a timeline?
What happens is, and that's kind of set by case law, if someone believes that you didn't, let's say you had a 3-day timeline, that you were manipulating a posting so that you could either not have certain people apply or have only certain people apply. That's when you get into problems with, in HR, when you have a, and you, that you don't follow normal protocols with a posting. So that's a great question. This 3 weeks is kind of a, I think it's 3 weeks.
Is that like the normal?
Yep.
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. the last, I'm interviewing tomorrow or Friday with Gennato, and they had a 3-week posting. So most of my clients have 3 weeks. Okay. You could make it longer. I mean, this is the board's decision. Again, you're trying to give people opportunity to get their employment package together, but at the same time, you don't want to have it drag out.
Because it's a May 17th, can you give me an approximate of when we will have a final decision?
Yes. So, sorry. So the next phase, once applications are closed, then ASBA puts them together in a folder. They are your property. At the end of this search, I will hand over the folders to your HR person, and they become property of your board, of your school district. So it closes, and then we need about a week to get these files together, and then they're sent to me. And the next phase would be a screening, and I'm recommending May 23rd. And that's when the board will have an executive session, and we do all the notice to all, so a person applied. They'll get a notice from ASBA that your file is going to be screened. So they do the legal notice on this date by the NACO board. If you choose to have your screening done in an open meeting, the applicants normally don't, but we've had a few situations. We handle all that. Okay. So what I'm recommending is a meeting on May 23rd. And most of that meeting will be an executive session. The length of the executive session is going to be determined by the number of applications, because you're going to review every application and screen it and determine in open meeting how many finalists you're going to invite back for an interview. And that number is up to you, and you don't have to set it now. In fact, I recommend you don't set it now. Okay?
The date?
The number of...
The number of... here's the thing. I have something personal that I have to have done, and I'd like to extend that, if I could, to like the 27th or 28th.
It's...
28th would be better, actually. Is that okay?
It's up to... I have it...
Is that not good with you?
No, it's okay with me. It's the day after Memorial Day.
Okay.
And it's I'm open on that day.
Is it 28th work for you guys?
Yeah, but I mean, there's no problem with me. But like you said, he recommends not to set that date, right?
Could we do something? An executive session, can that be conducted telephonically?
I would not recommend you do the screening telephonically.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What I'm not recommending is that you lock yourself into how many finalists
that
you're going to bring forward. We could close down the 17th. We could do it the 22nd. Or we could do it the 28th. I mean, it's if we do it the 20th, the next date I'm recommending, and then we'll come back to this date. Let me do that. The next date is the full day, that the board has got to be committed to a full day, and I'm recommending June 4th, and that would be the day you interview, community forum, and make your selection.
Okay.
What's your last day of school?
22nd.
Of May?
May.
Mm-hmm. May.
And your teachers are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's going to be a challenge, no matter how we do this.
Right.
Because we're not going to get, we can't get an interview day set up by time teachers are gone.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't give enough time to get applications in.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if we post on the 26th,
actually, Ms. Morano, his contract runs to the 30th of June. Mm-hmm. And so, because they always stay after school's out.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, I'm just saying.
So, let's go back to the screening date.
Okay.
You're not available the 23rd of May, right?
No.
You want to go the 28th?
That'd be great if we could. Does that work for you guys?
I can do the 22nd or the 28th. It's fine.
Okay. I would prefer the 28th if possible.
If we do the 28th, is that like extending it too long?
Well, again, it's...
your experience.
Yeah, the sooner we... I don't want to rush the process, but the sooner you can get screened... but on the other hand, if we can't do it soon enough. It'd be nice if we could have the forum on a day that teachers... are still here.
Yeah. That's
but I don't think we can, no matter how you do that, we can't have that interview day on the 22nd. That just rushes
everything.
It would mean you'd have to screen, you'd have to close the date on May 10th. That's only 2 weeks to get applications.
That's what I was going to say. What if we shorten shortens to 2 weeks, May 10th, and then meet the week of the 13th to the 17th.
So do a 2 week, what do you think? A 2 week posting. Um,
then you'd have to screen and have your interviews within a week of, you'd have to.
Wouldn't that be cutting it too, too tight?
It is
kind of tight.
It is kind of tight. And again, you don't want to lose somebody because they couldn't get an application in 2 weeks.
Right.
I guess the 28th will be the...
That would be...
I'm just kind of worried about extending it too long after.
Well, and you know, the thing is, my daughter's graduating
from
college on the 17th. And so that's why I can't miss that. Obviously, she's been in school for 9 years trying to get this.
I have a graduation that day too. My son's college.
28 will be fine with me.
Okay. So we're going to screen on the 28th.
Yes.
And then once we screened, then we set our interview day. And the interview day is that full day where you have interviews and a community forum and then a meeting to make your decision.
And anything is good for me after the 28th. I mean, I would be totally open then.
Now, you do have an option of having this full day, have your forum, your interview, and then have the next day be your board meeting. Most boards like to, but what I did with my last client, I said, let's have a safety net day in case you don't get your decision made on the day of the interviews and such, and have a safety net. If you don't need it, you don't need it.
Right.
When I did Douglas, we needed it. When I did Sonoida, we didn't need it. So it would be a full day, though. Let's say you have four finalists. You need an hour interview with each one.
Right.
Plus a tour of the community, plus the community forum.
Right.
So you just need to kind of block out a full day.
Okay.
Yeah. The May 28th, is that like a regular board meeting starting at 5:15?
It could be, yes, and probably plan a couple hours.
A couple hours, okay.
Because let's say you have 10 applications, you'll need to spend some time on each one of them. I'll have a kind of a grid that helps you, but plan 2 hours.
Okay. The community forum, can it be on a Monday?
Well, I have a class tonight that I'm not making any money tonight because I'm here, but I could do that if that works for you.
No, it's the May 28th.
That's the day after Memorial. A lot of people are out on the 27th.
So it would have to be after May 28th, so June.
Oh, after the screening, you mean?
June 3rd instead of June 4th.
Whatever you think your community is most... This is where you're kind of thinking of the community forum and what
works
time
for them.
Yeah, you know, we'll set the time later.
Mm-hmm. Like afterwards.
Once we know how many finalists you have. But what day is there between Monday and Tuesday, what day would your community be most apt to come to an hour forum?
Sometimes on Mondays people don't come because they're burnt out from the weekend, but whatever you guys think is fine with me.
I'm fine with Mondays, too. There's no problem.
Yeah.
Because the 28th, which is a Tuesday, do you work that day?
Unfortunately, so I think my schedule's changed again.
Oh, okay.
So Monday would be better for me.
Okay. June 3rd?
June 3rd.
Okay.
June 3rd? But, you know, if I could always ask for leave.
Well, if June 3rd works for you, let's just go ahead and do that. And then if something comes, you know.
I think, you know, this topic would be very important for the community. I think they
right.
will show up.
Me too. This is their
advertising
thing too. So.
It may be better for your finalists, especially if they have to travel. It would be better maybe on a Monday where they would stay Sunday and come
for the interview. Yes. So, June 3rd.
And that's going to be like an all-day thing?
I would say lock in an all-day.
Okay, so I can ask for the day off for work. That's what I'm saying.
It could be not the full day because it's going to depend on how many finalists.
Might be.
Depending on how many, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the hour interview that will... The forum is done with all the finalists in one forum. So the folks get to see all of the finalists and hear from them. Okay. The next dates are to be determined.
Okay.
Board of Directors enters into contract negotiation, and then the announcement of a new appointment. So how this works... On June 3rd, let's say the board takes action in an open meeting to enter, the action is to enter into negotiations. That then sets it in motion, and you work with your legal counsel that becomes your agent to negotiate. And then once there's an agreement, then you have at another meeting, and it can be a regular meeting, you approve the contract. So on June 3rd, you're possibly going to take action to enter into negotiation. Then there's some, you determine how much time you want to give to that. And then in another meeting, you'll have that as an action item that you approve the contract. Okay. And again, ASBA doesn't get involved in the negotiation piece of the contract. That's done.
Because we have a board meeting scheduled on the 4th, June 4th.
Is that on the Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday of June 4th.
That's a regular meeting.
That's a regular
meeting. Oh, there's a regular meeting day.
I can attend that.
Okay.
But since it's going to be an all-day thing, uh-huh. That would be a problem.
For you?
For me.
It will be?
Yeah. Well, if we do it June 3rd, no problem.
Oh, but, okay.
June 4th, regular board meeting, we're good.
So if, I mean, you could... It's a regular board meeting. That could happen. That can happen very quickly, so you might want, on that June 4th, have agenda language for approval of a contract.
And let's say that Mr. Olmos, depending on your job, he could, if it's a regular meeting, he could vote telephonically if need be.
On the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Sure. Okay. It's just,
I'm just saying it's an option.
Yeah.
I'm just recommending legally you could participate in this June 3rd day telephonically. I just don't recommend it.
Okay.
Because I think the board... There's lots of things that need to happen on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you sat in that contract when the new superintendent assumes the duties. So let's say, I mean, there's options that you have working with your legal counsel. You could have a July 1 start date. For the regular contract, you could bring in the person a few days early to work in coordination. Those are decisions you can make once you get to that phase. Okay. And then also on the application, the online application, we include the following narrative questions. So they have to answer questions. Not only fill out form, include their cover letter, include their resume, they answer these questions. Please describe the distinctive qualities and experience you would bring to the superintendent position at NACO Elementary District number 23. Please describe how you would develop and cultivate exceptional relationships with NACO Elementary School District number 23 stakeholders. In 150 words or less, please describe your management and leadership style in 150 words or less, describe your philosophy of education. All that's going to be in that application, in the screening, okay, for you to review. Okay? So that's the package. That's the what goes online. And then we take these dates and we transfer them to the contract. So the dates are not only on this, they're in your contract. Okay? Any questions?
You explained that very thoroughly. I appreciate it.
And all this for $4,000, 58 cents per mile. $175 per applicant, which includes MVD reports, criminal history check, and their education check.
Correct.
Can I ask if the district can afford this?
Yes, in the budget revision you will see next board meeting, we should be able to have enough funding in there.
We should.
And he wanted to know the salary range.
Right. We're going to go back on these to vote. And so we're going to go through every one of these and vote on them, right?
So the vote would be for under four, that vote is for the stakeholder engagement. So number four, if you vote yes on number four, that means you're going to use the survey, and you're going to have a forum as part of the process.
I think that's an advantage, don't you?
Yeah. So that's item four. You vote on that one. Okay. And then item five is everything that we just talked about, including the salary range, the dates, all of those things. Okay. And then item three is where you're approving the contract. That's you're approving the $4,000. Okay. So those are the four is the engagement. Five is the whole package with the announcement. Mm-hmm. Designating also your board president to be kind of my point person to get the final copy so that you don't have to have another meeting to approve the final copy, and we want to get it by Friday. So item five is the whole package, but item three is the $4,000, the contract.
And then for six, the going board will discuss.
That's where they would designate you. They have, that's a separate item that they vote to on the board's behalf. The person that would give me approval that this is the posting, and so that's item six.
Yeah. Everything that we've discussed today.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, see, the thing is with Mr. Morado is applying, we can't really have it sent directly to the school, so that's why you need to have like a middle person where I can give that information to you guys as it comes in and stuff. So, because that way it'll be fair for him that he's still a part of that.
So I was going to ask if would it be appropriate if Ms. Horton gets us a salary range on for a superintendent? Is that something that could be done like right now?
We need to give him a number now.
Well,
right? If we approve the contract.
Ms. Walker said she had a number in mind.
I do. Okay. Do you guys have anything in mind? No?
I don't.
Okay.
No. So well, that's why I was asking to see if you could come up with previous salaries.
Well, let's not go there because, like, the last one, it wasn't that much money. The two before that were way over $117,000.
How it was posted last year.
Right. Mm-hmm. That one, I think we went 60 to 70. And then we went higher for Abel. And so I'd like to go, here's what I'm thinking, is 75 to 85. Because I think that if we go any lower than 70, there's probably going to be a lot of people that don't apply. And don't you think 75 to 85 for a small district, 300 student school is adequate to start out and to see the performance and so forth and not bring them in just for money?
Yeah, I think what you're going to be competing with is you're going to have a number of folks. I don't want to stereotype, but I'll categorize some of the folks that are going to be interested in this position. You're going to have principals who see it as a opportunity.
Launch pad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Most principals are making about that range that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to have folks that have retired from a position and are on a state retirement system.
Mm-hmm. The ESI?
They could be... They could have been fully retired under ASR and be a year out, which allows them to go
come back
without being on ESI.
Mm-hmm.
You could have someone has a very similar. It's not necessarily a promotion in their mind, but it's the community and environment and something they want to. They want because of the environment, because of the what you've got salary, and then I'm assuming there's a performance pay. Is your performance pay in that salary, or is it separate from that salary?
It's normally it's based on the performance pay.
So again, is it if they meet their performance goal, do they get a money addition to that? Would it be 80,000 plus a performance pay, or in that 80,000 includes?
Well, I'm saying 75 to 85. Okay. And so, but what we've done in the past is, let's say that someone has been outstanding in their job, and we would, as a board, make a decision to offer him more money, and would the board agree to bump him up a little bit? And so if that was the case, that's what we would do. Be honest, two of the superintendents, like see it'd be three superintendents ago, when we ended up $200,000 in debt, that superintendent was making over $10,000 more than we thought she was, and I had just come in on the board at that point. And so it was hairy. The whole thing was really it was a nightmare. And so that's why I don't really want to make it solely about the money,
right,
necessarily. And the taxpayers, to tell you the truth, I had a phone call yesterday, and they're worried because they're worried that we're going to bring somebody in. They're going to be coming in at $100,000. And in reality, we represent the taxpayers, and the highest payment on our property tax is from Nockwell Elementary. It's the highest of all. It's over half of what our property tax is. And so that's why I don't really want to just be throwing, raining down money necessarily, if we can.
What would you recommend?
So from what I've heard the discussion, and then let me just ask, so the law requires a performance pay. Is that some districts include it in the salary? So your salary is $80,000, but they back out the performance pay. And then some districts, your salary is $80,000, and then your performance pay is above that.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do it?
The only one I have seen is that they did it in addition to the salary.
Okay, but so. That's decisions for the board to make,
right,
mm-hmm,
later.
Mm-hmm.
What I think, from what I've heard you talk about, probably 75 to 85 might be your range.
Do you think that's sufficient is the question?
Well, you could go 90, but I want you to, you got to be sensitive to your, you know, usually it's a 15 to 20,000 range.
Right. Well, and see, we're only a 300-student school,
right,
you know, approximately. And so
so if you're taxed,
if we had somebody coming from the East Coast or the West Coast,
yeah,
it would still be a cheaper because the cost of living.
So, So if your taxpayers trust you and know that you're gonna, I think you could get a, you could go 75 to 90, okay? With the 90 being a someone that, I mean, it's rare, to be quite frank, it's rare that a board negotiates a contract at the top of their range.
You know what we did for the last time I hired a superintendent? It was set at 60 to 70. That's what it was. Yeah. And the board refused to negotiate, and he came in at 60. So the rate,
you're looking at a market where many principals are making 80. Okay.
Right.
The candidates are going to look at this. They are going to look at the salary,
right,
and make some decisions based on that.
So if we say 75 to 90, that doesn't mean we have to give them 90, but they're going to be thinking 90. Do you guys think that 75 to 85 sounds okay, or do you think
the thing is that it's we, like he says, we are not going to start at the highest. We have to start at the lowest.
Right.
And that's pretty much anywhere that you go.
Right.
They start, you know, they base it, they start at the lowest. And then depending on the requirements,
right,
depending on their, everything that they've worked and their past history and all that.
Mm-hmm. Experience and all that.
And that's what
performance.
They but it's not, it's just saying it's a range. It's not necessarily going to be, we're
right,
going to hire you at a 90.
We can go ahead and do that if you guys want. It kind of scares me doing that, but
75 to 90.
Yeah, because I know the taxpayers are going to flip out if they know that that's what we're throwing out
there.
They
always flip out.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, we can do that.
Yeah. And again,
as long as you guys aren't really willing to just
throw
90 at
all. When I, as your agent, talk to potential, I talk to them about making sure that you know salary range and that this board is probably going to be here. And candidates, my experience is that they're realistic and that sometimes I just ask them straight out. And I can do that as your agent. I know what they were making before.
Oh, right.
Because they have to put that on
the
application.
You'd be privy to that. That's true.
That's on their application. So if I see an applicant that is way higher than this, I can call them and let them know that. And I've done this. I've had candidates for positions that they're in another state. And I want to make sure before they go to screening that they understand geographically where this area is, and I can ask those questions. So those things as I do as the front end loading of the search is to try to make sure before we go to screening that some of those questions have been answered.
Understand.
Well, that's one of the things is like if they're making way up higher than what we're offering, and they're coming over here, it's like, to be honest, that would be, for me, it would be like a heads up, why is he accepting a much lower pay than what he's making at this time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
And that should be a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your experience, when you, you know, hiring and stuff like that, do you guys start at the lowest, go up towards the highest, or how do you, or you just base it at something and that's it? Like
you
in
do
your
hiring?
No, I don't do hiring.
But like in your department, like
but
if you need
but usually, you know, somebody will start off at the lowest pay scale, the starting, and
work their way up.
We do negotiations, but that's on a case by case basis.
Mm-hmm. That gives you this flexibility and freedom.
Yes.
To do that. Okay. So, I'm gonna put down 75 to 90.
Okay.
Okay. That's the last decision on this, on number five that you need to make now would be to take action on the whole package, the posting package.
if you want to.
And then, so do you want to go, you don't want to do 6-7? See, you know what, it's basically, because he had the other...
So 7 is to designate you.
Right, and then 6, discussion, may consider approving questions specific to the school
district.
That's
where we're at.
Hmm?
We're on 6.
Okay. So we've completed that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you guys have anything further? We want to start at the top and go down and do our vote?
Yeah, until we get to 6.
Yes, yeah, we just did 6.
We just,
you just discussed it. You haven't voted on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just asking if they have anything further before we backtrack and then go to each item and vote.
And they can ask any questions.
The questions, this is regarding to the questions that would be asked during the screening.
The salary was pertaining to that specifically.
So the screening, what you'll do is you'll get a hard copy of each of the applications. Okay? You'll have a rubric to help you, to help guide you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that rubric will be tied to this posting.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you can't do in exec session is poll or vote. So you talk, discuss after you've reviewed each one of them using some type of guide.
Okay. What type of questions will be on the rubric?
Best fit.
How long experience?
I don't have it in front of me.
They have kind of as a guideline there.
But it'll be tied to this post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who comes up with the questions?
You have your own, or they have.
So I'll have a guide
mm-hmm.
for you to guide you. But during the screening, you basically you can use that as a guide, but I can't vote. You can't vote. You can.
Can we add questions to it? If
you can do anything you want during the screening, because you're not interviewing.
But we do not vote in there.
Yeah.
You're not interviewing the applicant.
Oh, okay.
And you can't go do your own background check while you're in exec session. I've had that happen where somebody else. I'll bring all that information, and then you're going to go through a process. And it's going to be up to you. In open session, you'll have to make a motion for each one of the people that you want to invite and get a majority vote to make that happen. During the screening is your opportunity to get into those folders, and I give you a guide, but it's just a guide, okay?
What I was referring to would be like the interview questions.
So with the interview questions, I will develop a draft of the interview questions. We'll have a pre-interview meeting, and you'll get to see the questions in exec session and make any tweaks to them, okay?
Yeah.
And then we'll move from there to the first interview. But each interviewee will have the same exact questions during the board interview.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll revise those questions before the interview.
Okay. During the interviews, then we can't go outside of those questions, correct? That has to be set stone.
You can do follow-up questions, but you have to correlate it to one of the standard questions. So normally what I do is I ask the questions on the board's behalf, and the board's taking notes, and then if the board wants to follow up, they'll say, I'd like to follow up your response to question number 5. And then you can ask a question that may be a little different than the others, but it has to be
relevant
to the question
itself.
That you can list that.
Okay.
You took. And I'll help with that process.
Okay. So you guys ready?
think so.
Like, I'm ready to make the vote, but like on the deeds, it just be like a review.
I think did we kind of we're kind of going ahead with the 28th,
yes.
Right?
Let me review the dates.
Because the 28th we have as a screening.
And
then we have, what he said is it's going to take a little bit longer.
A couple hours.
So if we can start a little bit earlier, it's up to you. Because that's a Tuesday, so it's
Tuesday.
The 28th.
Now, what time?
I mean, I'm off that date, so whatever you can.
What you said that you'd work that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what earlier means to you? It works.
I think five.
What's your schedule that day?
I don't get up till 4. Take me an hour to get here.
Okay.
So we can do 5. Is that what you want? So like an hour after.
5:15.
5:15. Okay.
Tuesday the 28th at 5:15. That will note that tentative and then so then otherwise we have. The June 3rd is our all day.
Yes.
Right?
That's a Monday.
And you already have a meeting on the 4th, so we don't need a safety net day. Because you already have it as a regular meeting.
Yeah. So how about the meeting that you said that we have to go to review the questions for the interview?
That'll be done on that full day.
So it will be, we'll review the...
So let's say questions. The first interview is at 9.
Yes.
We'll start our meeting at 8:30 and review the questions and get the questions where you want them.
And in the case we need to go over to another day, we can agendize it into the regular board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yes.
And our regular board day is the first Tuesday of that month. Is everybody we're all good there?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and make these motions, assuming that we have the money. I'm sure we do. And so let's just go that route. And so you guys make your own decision. But we've had money for a lot of other things, and so I think we should be able to. It's important, you know, that we just do this by the book. And so item two is that's our information item. So item three, I'd like to approve the search draft search agreement between the school and the ASBA regarding the search for the new superintendent. Did I get a motion to second?
You're making the motion. I'll second that motion.
Mr. Romo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Okay. Item four. Pertaining to the stakeholder involvement that may be included in the search for a new superintendent and direct the Arizona School Board, ASBA, in conjunction with this district administration to develop specific plans to be presented to the board at future meetings for consideration. That involves the survey also. And so I'd like to make a motion that we accept that. I think anything beneficial to help us through the search is a good idea.
Yeah. Do both the community forum and the survey, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you're making that motion?
I'm making that motion.
And I'll second that motion.
Aye.
Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item five, action item, and that pertains to the profile required and desired qualifications and so forth. The governing board will discuss the components of a position advertising document and may consider directing the Arizona School Board Association, ASBA, to construct an advertising document related to the position of superintendent. I'd like to make a motion to approve that item.
And that was pretty much what we discussed, right? The community profile and how the position can be listed, right? The essentials and the desires.
And that's a whole package, yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Item six. Governing board will discuss and may consider approving questions specific to the school district to be included on the position application advertised to the Arizona School Board Association referring to the motion for each applicant to interview and the screening process, the hard copy for each applicant, and the questions as follow-up into standard. And so I'd like to make a motion to approve that item, if I could get a second.
And then, so you will come up with those questions, right, you said?
Yes.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Nomo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. And item 7, the Governing Board will discuss and may consider approving a designated board member who will be authorized to grant final approval on the advertising document. So we need to approve a designated board member. Right now I'm the appointed designee, since I'm the president, and I would definitely want both of you involved as much as possible and share all that information with you. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to you.
Is there any way this is done through by email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is there any way to email all three of us, but not all three of us included in the email so we don't violate open meeting law?
We just have to be that designee.
And then a
blind copy.
Blind CC.
Yeah.
I think
so. What I can do is if you'll send me that narrative for
the profile
and the district profile.
Okay, I have it here ready for you.
You can just give it to me.
Okay.
I'll develop it.
Okay.
And then I'll develop a draft copy, and then what I'll need are your emails before I leave, and I'll send each one of you individually. What I will need if you vote on this will be, if you say it's a go, then you don't vote via email, you see it, and
that's it.
Right. When you give me an email that says this is a go, then because you've taken this action, that allows that to happen.
Right.
Okay? I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Now it will pretty much be everything that we discussed today.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So there's nothing hidden, there's no surprises. And so,
but that way we kind of know what's
going on. Stay in the loop.
Just the information, and so we keep up to date with his process.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me make sure there's clarity. So on item 6, I want to make sure there's clarity, but this item 6... those questions I read, the narratives at the, 150 words, those are what you just voted on. Okay? The questions,
150-word narrative.
The questions for the interview, you don't vote on in open session because you don't want the questions out of exec session.
Right.
So those are the questions that are going to be on, and I read them.
Yes.
They're going to be on the application that they're going to have to respond to. Okay? The interview questions we'll discuss in exec session.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for clarity on that. So let's see. So we have a vote on 6, and all we have is 7.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to move. To approve a designated board member who will be authorized to grant final approval on the advertising document. And I would be the designee, but all three members would be receiving the same information. Can
you
I get a second?
Motion? I'll second that motion.
Mr. Romo seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Wow. Yay. Well, thank you, because he came down here on his own. We're not paying him for this at all. So, that's a pretty good deal. So, we don't have anything further. So, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn at 7:44.
6:44.
Or 6:44.
I'll second that motion.
6:44. I thought, boy, that's a long time. Can I get a second?
I'll second that motion.
Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Clement.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Aaron. Good to see you.
Thank you, board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Do you need to get dinner before you go out of town?
No, I'm
ready. You're going to a great Mexican restaurant.
I'm gonna lend my way back my check angel life. So I'm gonna try to.